foreign ministers from the European Union's 27 member states are meeting informally in the South Bohemian town of Hluboká this Friday. As well as discussing the EU's external relations, foreign ministers may also be drawn into discussing the Czech Republic's own domestic crisis, following the collapse of Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek's cabinet. Jan Richter is in Hluboká and joins me now on the phone. So, Jan, first of all, it sounds like the EU's foreign ministers have quite a few things to get through over the next couple of days.
That's true, Rosie. The ministers have and their aides have just arrived here at the castle of Hluboká, and they're a little late, which means they will have to hurry up after lunch. Today, on Friday, the diplomats will focus on particularly on two issues in particular. One of them is the prospect of the EU police mission in Afghanistan, and also the outlook of possibly sending more civilian policemen to that country as part of the European security and defense policy. Now those additional police troops should be used to train and advise local security forces, of course, and not engage in combat. The British Foreign Minister, David Miliband, told reporters when he arrived that there is also a possibility of a summit between EU and Pakistan, which is, of course, a key player in that area. Another issue that will be discussed today will be the EU's relations with Belarus, because currently the relations are not very good due to the totalitarian or authoritarian regime in Minsk. But the EU Commissioner for External Relations, Benita Ferrero-Waldner, said that they want to give Lukashenko another chance.
We should like to see Belarus closer to Europe, and we have offered them the possibility to work particularly on the multilateral side of the Eastern Partnership.
All right, so the Eastern Partnership, which of course is going to be launched in May in Prague, being discussed there by Benita Ferrero-Waldner. But I hear that tomorrow, actually, the focus shifts to elsewhere in Europe, to the Balkans, to be more precise.
Yes, tomorrow the EU foreign ministers will welcome their colleagues from several Balkan countries, including Croatia or the former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia, and also Turkey. Of course, which will be very important, and they will be talking about the prospects of these countries coming closer to the European Union, and even of joining the bloc sometime in the future.
All right, but one of the items that must be highest up the agenda over this next couple of days must be the lack of government currently here in the Czech Republic, what with the Czech Republic being currently at the head of the European Union.
Sure, it was very difficult to avoid, and reporters are asking all those ministers as they were arriving. The EU Commissioner for External Relations, Ms. Ferrero-Waldner, when she was asked whether she didn't mind that Václav Klaus might even be heading the EU summit with Russia, that's scheduled for May, said that if it fits into the Czech constitution, it's fine. She said that the Czech Republic is a democratic country and its constitution counts with cases like this. So she said, as long as it's everything happens according to the constitution, to the Czech law, everything is fine.
Jan Richter speaking to us there from Hluboká. Thank you very much.